If you're among the millions struggling with peripheral neuropathy, I ask you to listen up. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. As you heard me say, peripheral neuropathy, I've struggled with it. It's annoying. And if untreated, it can really cause some health problems. Now, the bottom line is I reached out to Innovative Wellness, Christy and Andrew Steiger in particular, at innovativewellness.center of Clive, Iowa. They're now gaining clients from all over the Midwest because shockwave therapy, which they prescribed for me, and I did it in a consistent fashion, I got appreciable, verifiable results. Life is better. Innovativewellness.center. Peripheral neuropathy is very annoying and can be very, very serious if left untreated. Check it out. Innovativewellness.center. Christy Steiger, Andrew Steiger, innovativewellness.center.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Rapella, 13 Fishing, Omnia Fishing, and Visit Anderson, South Carolina. Now, here's your host, lifetime bass member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Sports Byline USA Network and other fine stations around the country. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Strike King Bassmaster College Series and tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a junior Bassmaster Championship, high school national championship, a college national championship, and the college bracket event that leads to a Bassmaster Classic berth. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, visit Bassmaster.com, click on the Tournament tab, and select Nation. And to join the hundreds of thousands of members of Bass, just click on the Membership tab. BASS members enjoy Bassmaster Magazine and exclusive access at Bassmaster.com. Now, the best way to communicate with the show is to visit our Facebook fan page at Facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bassmaster and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the Anglers tab at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. Our first cast segment of the show is brought to you by 13 Fishing, and we have a great deal for you right now. The Gerald Swindle Design Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at Rapala.com along with all their other great products. And for a limited time, you could get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20 only at Rapala.com. Now, I fish these rods and reels, and I fish all the Rapala products, and I could not be happier. Get 20% off with the code BASSRADIO20 on everything at Rapala.com. The Elites have gone back-to-back from Champlain last week to the St. Lawrence River this week with a new AOY to be named, plus a Rookie of the Year and more. And what a horse race that thing has been between Justin Hamner, Chris Johnson, and Jacob Fouts. Ronnie Moore helped us with the point situation going into the event is coming up later on in the show. Last week's winner, the barrister Ed Lochran, out of nowhere, and he's here in the Rapala Winner's Circle. And leading things off, Opens Pro and guide Garrett Rockamora, who is very familiar with the fishery. So sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network. Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Square Bills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinner baits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish. Hey gang, Tom Abraham here for my friends at 13 Fishing. I can't tell you how excited I was to learn that two-time Bassmaster Angler of the Year, Gerald Swindle, had teamed up with the crew at 13 Fishing to build the ultimate rod and reel series that combines quality with a price point that works for all. And right now we have a tremendous deal for you. The new Meta Series rods and Inception G2 reels are available at 13fishing.com. And for a limited time, you can get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20 only at 13fishing.com.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers." When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell, boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell, perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Get more out of your BASS membership. The new members-only section of Bassmaster.com gives exclusive how-to tips from the world's best bass anglers, tournament video archives from past decades, an historic library of features from Bassmaster magazine, and members-only brand discounts to save you money. Already a member? Current members get all this by logging in at Bassmaster.com/membership. Not a member? Don't miss out. Scan the QR code and join today. And we'll even throw in some free gifts.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And as promised, we're going to kick things off with a St. Croix Bassmaster Opens angler, Garrett Rocamora. Now, Garrett is from Florida, and he is a hammer in Florida. There's no doubt about it. I fish tournaments down there and see what he can do down there. But, you know, when it gets when the bike gets slow down there and it gets hot, he loves to go north. And he's hanging out up there at the St. Lawrence River. He's been up there for a few weeks and back and forth between Champlain and the river. And I thought, you know what, with the Hummingbird Bassmaster Elite going on at the St. Lawrence out of Waddington, why not talk for a few minutes with Garrett Rocamora and get his take on not only this tournament, but the fishery more than anything else. And he joins us now in the VMC Hook. Garrett, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Doing good, man. Just out here enjoying the lake. Beautiful weather we got up here. Not sweating like I am back at the house. Been a little humid, but a lot more enjoyable than Florida, I'll tell you that.
When did you first start making that run where you would go up there and spend weeks now, right? I mean, you spend a better part of a month up there, I think, don't you?
Actually, the place I have this year, the last 2 years, it's been from June to October.
Wow.
So it's
wow.
Pretty much the entire summer and the fall.
You're a northerner now. You're almost a northerner.
Yeah. I guess you can call me somewhat of a snowbird.
You do a lot of guiding up there as well, right? While you're up there, you're obviously fishing tournaments, and there's the Northern Swing of tournaments that are up there, and you fish a number of different circuits. But you also do quite a bit of guiding up there, don't you?
Yeah. I've been staying pretty busy with it. You know, getting some business from around here, but a lot of my people from down south, you know, Tennessee, Alabama, Georgia, Florida, they come up and fish with me just because every time we're down there doing a trip, I talk about how great it is up here. And it's, you know, it's relaxing to get up here and not be in that crazy heat of the South. So, yeah, I've been doing that and fishing a bunch of tournaments and paying some bills. having fun.
Yeah, and we have a common friend, a common sponsor, in Brian Hammaker of North Alabama Mortgage, and you know he raves about that place. He went up there and fished with you, I guess, for some period of time, and it was just off the chain. And he just keeps saying, "Oh my God, this is crazy! It's nuts." Now I'm from that part of the world, and I fished tournaments up there in the 80s and 90s. And if you had 15, 16 pounds for, you know, each day and a three-day deal, 45, 47 pounds, you won a tournament or got a decent check at least. And now, I mean, goodness gracious, this tournament opened up on Thursday with 54 bags over 20 pounds. That's just crazy. And all of that is coming out of the lake. Talk about the difference between making a run to the lake and fishing the river.
Yeah. I mean, both the river and the lake have a lot of big fish. I just think there's a bigger population of bigger ones on the lake, then they're more easy to target. Say, you know, the river, there's thousands of places they set up, and you got to drift for them most of the time. And it takes a lot of time, and you got to kind of weed through fish. To find, like, a big group of fish on the river, it feels like it takes time. You get out on the lake, and it's pretty flat. There's nothing too crazy out there like the river, but I feel like you can cover more water out on the lake, even when it is rough, and get your bait in front of, like, bigger groups of bigger fish. And like I said, I think there's just bigger fish out on that lake, and they're easier to target because you're not having to deal with the current, super, super deep water. And I feel like most of those fish in the lake, the big ones, you know, there's not really guys catching them out in 50, 60 foot on the lake. It's more of like a, you know, sand flats and 10 to 15 foot of water, you know, rock and 20 to 25. And when you can run a bunch of places on the lake in one day, I mean, you're just, your percentages are higher. You're going to be around bigger fish. I just feel like, you know, the more you run there, the more spots you can hit, the better off you are catching a big bag on the lake, just because there are so many over there.
Now,
and you got the shallow option still too.
Yeah. I mean,
that's coming into play, and it's hard to do that on the river.
How do you, when you come out of the St. Lawrence River and into the lake, I mean, it's massive. Now, of course, there's some islands out there, the Glue Islands out there and so on. But how do you, what do you do? Just start scoping? Just start graphing? I mean, how do you identify where you're going to start? Because it's like an ocean. It's massive out there.
Yeah. I mean, really, just the technology and the maps we have these days. Like, I run a Navionics Platinum Plus card, and obviously, first, you know, some of the first times I came out here, I just, you know, looked at some of the longest points out on the lake, got out there and marked some boulders. Even before live scope, I'd go idle out there and get off towards some of these points and mark boulders, and you'll see them on your 2D, drop straight down and catch them. And now, I mean, with the mass we have, you can just look at all the points on the lake. You know where the rock's going to be. You can see kind of where some of the sand flats are on the Google Earth. You can kind of mark all this stuff and just go run it.
Yeah.
And there's always fish on this stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many smallmouths out there. You can look at your map and be like, all right, here's a long point. There's probably some rock coming off of it, and, you know, build a map sitting at the house and go run that stuff and catch fish. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
There's just so many out there, and you can kind of just go off, you know, how we fish everywhere, like run points, or there's a high spot out in the middle of this bay that probably has rock on it. There's probably going to be smallmouth on it.
Yeah. Garrett Rocamora with us here. He's a professional angler and a guide. He knows the whole area around the St. Lawrence River and out into Lake Ontario intimately as well. And you know, some of the guys were complaining about being a tougher bite. I mean, they were still seeing, obviously, 25, 26-pound bags, 24-pound bags like crazy, but they're saying there's not as much. You know, it's getting harder and harder to get these fish to bite. Do you feel like they get conditioned at all? I mean, are they seeing that much pressure now that maybe that jump drop shot or that minnow is familiar enough to them that the pressure is getting to them at all?
Yeah, I think the pressure is getting to them, especially in some of these places on the Canadian side that are getting popular from over the years, like that, you know, same people keep showing up to fish them. Mm-hmm. I mean, there is, I can see it's tough. Like you said, a lot of guys complaining about just a couple of fish here and there, but still the average is good. But yeah, I think they are getting kind of conditioned. That place is getting a good amount of pressure, but I mean, still, I think you can still run to a place where fish haven't seen lures yet. I don't know if they'll be able to do that this weekend if we have – I don't know what the weather looks like. But, yeah, I mean, I think the fish are starting to get a little conditioned, and I also think it depends on the day, you know, or what the conditions are like. Because we could have, like, a super windy day tomorrow, and all of a sudden guys get 20, 30, 40 bites. You know, those lake fish really like those rough days. So the boaters don't really like it. The pros don't really like it, but except for some of them crazy Canadians. Now.
Well, yeah, them crazy Canadians. Like, yeah, Chris Johnson, I mean, you know, the rougher it gets, the better, you know, shot he seems to have. And we've seen him in the past go out there and ride those 7 and 8 footers. It seems like those swells that the lake is, you know, known for. And you start rocking and rolling in that thing, and that gets a little bit dicey. I would imagine that, you know, you've had a few of those opportunities as well. It gets a little crazy.
Yeah, I would rather be in 7 foot waves on that lake than Champlain. I'll tell you that because they're a little wider on Lake Ontario, and you can kind of manage them better. But here they get short and stacked up, and it's nuts.
Yeah.
But I think with these guys, with the short practice they had, it was probably a little tougher, and they didn't want to sit there and lay and smash fish. You know, lay on them. But I think it might change throughout the tournament. Now that they can kind of expand on what they found and keep looking around, I think it might get better as far as numbers wise, but yeah, I can see it. It has been getting a little tougher every year. I was actually over there a couple weeks ago and I got a decent amount of bites, but I was surprised. It wasn't like what I normally run into, you know, where I got a glass day on the lake. It was sunny, no wind. And I got 15, 20 bites. The size was there, but I was really surprised. It wasn't one of those 40, 50, 60 fish days, you know, three, four years ago, I went out there and we'd catch 50, 60 of them on 2D and have a big bag. It's like everywhere you went, you drop down and just catch them.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think they're getting kind of conditioned to it, but these guys are still going to move around and catch them.
Garrett Rockamore.
Because there's so many big ones out there, and there's so much cover as far as, you know, offshore stuff.
Yeah. Garrett Rockamore has been our guest. Garrett, we appreciate you so much. I will see you at Hartwell in October when you stop being a northerner and when you come back down to the Dirty South. We'll see you there.
Yep, sounds good. I'll see you there.
Okay, we'll get a break in here. When we come back, Ed Lochran got the win at Champlain. We're talking to him next in the Rapala Winner's Circle right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable. Priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
Now, welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Time now for the wrap of the winner's circle. And man, I got to tell you what, you want to talk about something coming out of left field. How about Ed Lochran getting the win at Lake Champlain? Because look, Ed hasn't won tournaments like this in the past. He hasn't won a national level tournament like this in the past. And he's been out for a couple of weeks battling with kidney problems and missed a couple of tournaments. So this really came out of left field and is a very, very popular win, certainly on tour, except for one guy, the guy that finished 1 ounce behind him, and Chris Johnston. Ed joins us now. Ed, welcome to the show, man. How are you?
I am doing great.
You made almost everybody in the field happy. That one guy maybe was not real thrilled, but, I mean, it was an exciting win for sure. And, you know, to read the stories, it seemed like you were just kind of trying to stay out of everybody's way for the most part and see what could happen. And you ran a little bit south and kind of ran into the mother load.
Yeah, that is kind of true. And, you know, I'm friends with Chris Johnston, so I kind of hated beating him by an ounce, but I've got an idea he might have a win coming real soon. So, you know, we'll see what happens this week. As far as fishing on Champlain, you know, I've got a good bit of history there, and I've done well there before, and I've been fishing the lake since the 90s, although there was a big time gap there for a while. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I did run south, and I was just trying to kind of find something away from people to kind of stay out of the way, because I really didn't want to, you know, fish some of my normal areas where I knew other people were going to be, because, you know, if I catch a 5-pound smallmouth in front of somebody and they don't make the classic by a couple points or don't requalify for the elite, I would have felt terrible. So I went and I did find some stuff that was out of the way, and I really had no one. Davey Height told me I didn't have anybody within 16 miles of me.
Wow.
No other Bassmaster tournament competitors. So, you know, and really what happened and what made it work was, in practice, I found some fish with a walking bait. And, you know, when I would bring one in, I would see a 4 or 5 pounder behind it, largemouth and smallmouth mixed. And so this area, you know, about a 2-square-mile area, had a bunch of features in it. And that was the only place where I saw those big fish. If I had stayed up north and fished some of the other stuff, I felt the best I was going to do was 18 pounds, you know, and that just wasn't going to cut it. I didn't even know if that would make the top 50. Mm. So I ran south and went sort of into no man's land and managed to milk this area for all it was worth.
You know, they call you the barrister, and they should, because yeah, you are a working attorney, a practicing attorney. Is that the deal? I mean, because this isn't something you just show up at the Derby on Thursday and start fishing. I mean, you know, you got to be able to, you know, bust out for a couple of weeks at a time. We have these back-to-backs and so on. How does that all work out with you, you know, actually being a working attorney?
I got a call from a client this morning at 8 o'clock. There was a motion filed by a defendant in a case that I had already won. And it was this morning at 9 a.m. in Prince George District Court in Virginia. I had to call. I managed to convince the clerk to let me on the phone. They put me on speaker, and I conducted a motion while I was sitting on my boat in Clayton, New York.
We should have done the interview then. That's fantastic.
So, I was multitasking at a high level this morning. So I'm kind of working all the time, and I fielded texts today from other clients. But, you know, so I am working all the time. I have basically 3 jobs, yeah. But, you know, my firm that I work for, and I've worked for since I got out of law school, the practice that I'm engaged in, we generally can schedule things around my fishing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the court appearances, it's rare that I would be able to obviously appear in court while not physically being there. COVID actually made it a little more commonplace, and made the courts a little more amenable to it. So every once in a while, something like that, like what happened this morning, does happen. But it is hard. I mean, these guys are full-time anglers, but as I've said on stage, and it's kind of cool for me this year, I mean, this is my 40th year tournament fishing. Wow. So it's not like I just showed up, right, you know, and just decided to start fishing, you know, in my 40s or something. I mean, I've been fishing tournaments since I was 12 years old, actually 13 years old. And, you know, I guided during high school and then really for the better part of 15 years, mm-hmm, through college and after. And so I spent, you know, 100, 150 days on the water, 100 guide trips a year, and then tournaments. So I was immersed in it for so long. But to compete against these guys, you need to stay with it, and you need to stay current. You need to adopt technology. You need to do everything to try to get a competitive advantage, because these guys are so good. They always catch them, and they always shock me how good they catch them.
Ed Loughran III with us here, coming off of his win at the Tackle Warehouse Bassmaster Elite at Lake Champlain. And you could say what you want about competing with these guys. You were, I mean, look, you had a lousy start in Texas, and then you turn around, get a top 10 at the Harris Chain, yep, you know, 57th at the St. John's, but then, you know, a seventh place, a top 10 again at Lake Murray, and the win here. Three out of your last four tournaments, you are in the top 10 fishing on championship day, and you missed the Alabama swing. Championship Mondays. Yeah, I mean, Monday's your day,
all
right?
All
three of them.
That's
on it. Championship Mondays. Those are your days. But, you know, you missed the Alabama swing, the two tournaments in Alabama, yeah, with the kidney stones, but you were having a heck of a run. Arguably, this was one of the best stretches in your entire career, what was happening here.
Yeah. Yeah, they seemed to come in threes. In 2020, during the COVID year, mm-hmm, I had three top tens there as well. Mm-hmm. And you know, they came almost all in a row too. So I don't know, fishing in general and tournament fishing is streaky. It always has been. I mean, I've always noticed that, whether with me or other anglers that I know. So, I'm just on one of those streaks, and, I don't know what happened in Texas. I just, you know, the lakes that those guys were fishing, Fork and Toledo Bend, I wasn't even fishing the same lake. I don't know what happened to me. It was terrible, and I was I just didn't do well. But then I got my act together, and the thing I'm kind of proud of is, you know, I've always felt I was a versatile angler, and the tournaments, you know, that I've done well in, you know, down in the Harris Chain, I was generally flipping the whole time in a Popka.
Yeah.
You know, making a long run, heavy rods, braided line, flipping, and then you go to Lake Murray and everybody's catching all these herring fish. I couldn't catch a herring fish to save my life. So I ended up finding some drop shot fish, and ended up, you know, catching some good ones. And I had a chance to do a bit better in that one, but you know, I was very happy with that. And then Champlain, you know, I did a mixture of things. You know, I threw started off with a chatterbait and a small compact jig, the Missile Baits mini flip, is what I started with. And then that last day I had to scramble because I had burned all my fish up, and I ended up catching a couple on a walking bait, you know, a Spro walking haint. And then I also ended up catching several key fish throwing a drop shot, smallmouth. So, you know, it's been a pretty cool season, doing well in all those different types of fisheries, natural lakes, southern herring lake, and then upstate, you know, New York with a natural lake and a mixed bag of smallmouth and largemouth. So it's been a great year. I mean, I don't know how it's going to go at St. Lawrence here, but I'm hopeful that I'll do well and be back next year with a vengeance, hopefully.
All right, in our final couple of minutes, just give us that sense of that, what that felt like when you found out that you had won this? Because with 16 pounds on Championship Monday, you're feeling coming in, you're feeling like, well, that didn't happen. And then all of a sudden, when the weights are announced, 80 pounds, 12 ounces, 1 ounce over Chris Johnson. Just take us through that feeling of elation that you had.
Well, you know, like you said, with a sub 17 pound bag, you know, and I weigh my fish, and my weights are usually pretty accurate. And so I knew what my scale said, and I knew what the reality was going to be, that it was going to be a few ounces heavier. So, you know, I had accepted fourth or fifth place. I had accepted it. I mean, I did every single thing I could, but I just couldn't get any bigger fish. So it was, you know, I had accepted a lower finish, and it was disappointing. But I came in, and, you know, one of my friends, Dan O'Sullivan, he said, man, it's going to be close. And I said, come on, you know, it's not going to be close. You know, don't mess with me. And, you know, these guys are sandbagging.
Yeah.
I mean, Patrick Walter is going to say he has 12 pounds and he's got 25. but you know, it as it was shaping up, I mean, it started getting close. And I said, man, maybe there is a chance. And then I heard Mercer say what weight Chris Johnson ended up with. And I looked at the leaderboard, and I looked at what my Bass Track said. And my Bass Track said I had 16.10. And I knew I had between 16.13 and 16.15 because of how my scale is and how I entered the fish that day. So I go up there, and they say you need 16.14. And we put them up on the scale, and I see that, go 16.14. I just threw my arms up. And then there was an uncomfortable 1 or 2 seconds. And I didn't know what Mercer and Lisa were doing, but they weren't saying anything. And I mean, I was about to point at it and says, it says it right there. I won. But they announced it. And I couldn't believe it when I saw it. It was unbelievable.
Such a great
shock.
Yeah. What a great win. Very popular win, certainly on tour. Well, Ed, we wish you the best of luck. I know a big bounce back coming next year for you. And we hope things go well for you here this weekend at the St. Lawrence River as well. And I appreciate you taking a few minutes to join us.
That's perfect. Thank you very much.
All right. So how are the points all going to work out? Ronnie Moore knows. Maybe he's joining us next right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Now, during Staples Print Big Sale, get $20 off your print purchase of $100 or more, $50 off your print purchase of $200 or more, and $100 off your print purchase of $300 or more. So the more you print at Staples, the more you save. To demonstrate, print, print, print at Staples, you save, save, save. But if you print, 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 print at Staples, you save, 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 save. See how that works? Staples Print Big Sale. Print more, save more. Up to $100. Ends 4/6. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Hi, this is Quentin. A little thing I love about Chick-fil-A chicken strips are how satisfying they are. The chicken strips are amazing. They're always filling, crispy, tender, and juicy. Definitely one of my favorite things on the menu. Especially when you add in that Chick-fil-A sauce. Always the perfect combination. And then, personally, you know me, I'm getting a 4-count. I want as much chicken as possible. I'm that guy. Whenever I get them, whether it be lunch or for dinner, in my household, it's always a winner.
Order the chicken strips on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customer paid for their testimonial.
Get more out of your BASS membership. The new members-only section of Bassmaster.com gives exclusive how-to tips from the world's best bass anglers, tournament video archives from past decades, an historic library of features from Bassmaster magazine, and members-only brand discounts to save you money. Already a member? Current members get all this by logging in at Bassmaster.com/membership. Not a member? Don't miss out. Scan the QR code and join today. And we'll even throw in some free gifts.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinnerbaits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching
so
more fish.
See and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell. Boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell, perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with a 1-Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get-in-the-seat or visit a dealer near you.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Well, here we go again now. 2 weeks ago, we had Ronnie Moore in here. He brought the calculator, kind of looked at the way things could shape up after Champlain, and now we're after Champlain. And, of course, as many of you are listening to this now, we're halfway through the St. Lawrence River, so there's a lot going on at the top of the table. Certainly a great, great race going on at the top of the table. Justin Hanmer, Chris Johnson, Jacob Fouts, you know, maybe I guess it's all depending on what's going on there. But there's classic qualification on the line, and then there is the dreaded relegation line. You want to be above 70 to be safe, and then after that, it's all calculations, and Ronnie's the best one to talk to about it, and he joins us now on the VMC hook. Ronnie, welcome back. How are you?
What's up, Tom? Long time no talk.
Yeah, right. Boy, what a race. I mean, this is a thing that wouldn't even be a thing at the top of the table, right? I mean, Trey McKinney, whatever it was, 60 points. I mean, it'd be over with. I mean, basically, for all intents and purposes, but let everybody else back in there, and what a battle at the top it feels like. And again, people are listening to this, we're in the middle of the tournament, in the middle of the St. Lawrence River tournament, but it feels like it's pretty much between Chris and Jacob now. Is that right?
I mean, it's all over the map. I mean, we're going in the St. Lawrence River. You're going to have Waddington be the host. People are going to run down to the lake. We saw Kyle Patrick catch an 8-pound, 1-ounce fish in the river this week, you know, in practice. So yeah. Big ones live in the river. Big ones live in the lake. Weather's a big factor. And like you said, we're doing this before the tournament starts. And Justin Hamner, hey, the best place to be an angler of the year is in the lead. Yeah. I don't care what anybody says. Yeah. You're in the lead. Somebody's got to beat you. They got to chase you down. He controls his own destiny. If he gets a top 13, it's all done. Yeah. You know, that's what he's shooting for. You get 13th. Doesn't matter if Chris Johnston wins, you can do it. So Justin's in the driver's seat, but man, it is Chris Johnston, Jacob Faust, JT Tompkins, Trey McKinney, Jay Shakirit. Those were our day one cameras because they were in the top six in angler of the year. So they're sitting there. Great shot to win if chaos happens. And how easy is it, Tom, for anglers to catch 20 pounds a day and get 65th place at the St. Lawrence River? So you could catch 20 pounds a day and do your job and only fish 2 days at the St. Lawrence and go home in 60 something. And all it takes is someone else to get a top 25 and you're out of it. So Justin Hamner, first goal, catch a good bag day one. Second goal, make the cut. Third goal, get as many points on day three as possible, because Chris Johnston, he ain't ever been outside the top 10 on a day of competition at the St. Lawrence. So
yeah. And going into the tournament, Alex Weatherall was in that 42 spot, which is, for all intents and purposes, you know, the classic cut line now because of double qualifier. So having said that, wow, what a battle going on there. We've got guys 425, 425, 421, 421, 418, 410. I mean, goodness gracious, it seems like there's 10 or 12 guys that are all within shouting distance with a great tournament of locking up a classic as well. And we're talking about classic champions like Jeff Gustafson. We're talking about some other big names as well. I mean, it's pretty impressive what's going on, you know, at that 42-ish, 43 type number.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that Bob Downey, he's the first man out going into the St. Lawrence, 43rd. Obviously, the St. Lawrence is winning in. So if someone, most likely someone who wins this event is probably in the classic already, they will double qualify. And so it could bump to 43 this week for sure. If it's someone outside the classic cut, they're going to get so many points. They may be up in the 40s anyway. So they could double qualify. Who knows? But that 43 mark is something that people are going to not want to be in. 42 is guaranteed, and that's safe. Alex Weatherill holding that down. Kiyoya Fujita, I thought this was a forward-facing sonar dominant. I thought it was a runaway technology, but yeah. One of the best in the game is barely in the classic going into the final event. We all expect him to still make it. Greg Hackney did great work at Champlain to stay in the classic cut and move in there. But Bob Downey being 43rd, the first man out going into the final event, that is a miracle. We haven't had someone make the classic while missing a full elite event in like 10 years when Kevin Short did it in 2014. Mm. When Kevin Short did it, he missed one because of the tornado that hit, you know, Mayflower, Arkansas, and wiped out everything. He missed the Toledo Bend event, and boy, did he come back and make it with great finishes at the end of the year. Same thing Bob Downey's trying to do. Brock Mosley, you mentioned Jeff Gustafson. The fact that we also have guys like Brian Schmidt, Greg DePalma, you have Austin Felix, Jason Christie, Seth Fighter, Luke Palmer, all in a row there from 48th to 54th. Carl Jacobson, 55th. Brandon Cobb, 57th. There are a ton of anglers that are shooting for a top 10 this week. I think Fighter has to get a top 10 to be in the classic. I expect that point number to be 495. For the last classic spot, 495.
Yeah, it's not like in golf where a win in the Masters or a win in the U.S. Open gets you a 5-year or a 10-year exemption. You get nothing. You get the next year. That's it. You get 1 year, and that's it. And then after that, you've got to qualify again. So, guys, that you mentioned some of those names, Jeff Gustafson and Jason Christie, recent winners of the Bassmaster Classic,
What have you done for me lately?
What have you done for me in the last 12 months is right. Ronnie Moore with us here. And so now there's the dreaded 70 line. So explain that again for our listeners now. What is going on at 70 and then what happens below? Because we should explain there will be 9 new elites for sure this upcoming year, and there are 3 opens left. It's going to be a lot of attention on those opens during the last couple of months of the season, and they will be 9 new guys crowned elites, so they got to make room for them one way or another. So talk about the 70 line and then what happens after that.
Yeah, so 70th and better in the Angler of the Year race is safe. 71st to 101, that's what I call at risk. That doesn't mean you're cut. That just means you are on the chopping block. We're going to pick out all the fruits and vegetables, and we're going to chop some of them up, and some of them get passed off and say you're fine to go on. And so when we determine from 71 down, if your favorite angler is in there, we look at the body of work, your angler of the year average. So you might be 71st, first man below that safe mark, but have the worst angler average for the points race for your career. You know, let's just say you're a second year rookie or a second year angler. Last year was your rookie season. You get your second year, you did poorly, and you have the worst average of anyone in the Elite Series, but you finish 71st. That you're the first man out of being safe, but you'll also be the first one cut because you have the worst average. So if you're 71st and below, you can't look at the AOI race anymore and be like, I was so close, because now it's a different list. It's based off your career average. If you fished 5 years with bass, you get a drop year. So if this is your fifth season and it's your worst season, that drops off and you'll have a 4-year average. If this is your third season, you have 3-year average, all those types of things. And so when we look at that, you're going to want to mark out, you know, on our list, all the bottom guys who are not only below 71st or they're below 71st and they're at the bottom of the AOI race for average. So you just mark your way up there. And there's people in there that'll go to the Legends exemption that add on to the field. There's people in there that'll be medical exemption that add on to the field. So those are cut people, but then brought back people in addition to our field. So there's still going to be 9 or so gone, and there are some names in here who have to get some work done this week at the St. Lawrence, no doubt, and they need some poor work done by their competitors, possibly.
Yeah. Now, just to use the example that you threw out there, a guy like Joey Cifuentes, he burst on the scene last year. He won 2 events. I mean, you know, we're still waiting on guys to win their first event. Legendary anglers. This guy won 2 events last year. He finished 5th in the points. Had this incredible year, and he has struggled all year long. This year, he's sitting down in 99. So his average is somewhere, you know, 50s or whatever. He has work to do, or he's liable to be two and done, regardless of what he did in his first year, right?
Yeah, if you look at 5th and 99th combined, that's 104 divided by 2, that's 52. So, really, Tom, this just goes to show being average for angler of the year, you know, 53 to 56, if you're somewhere in that average, that is dangerous. That's a dangerous place to be because, yeah, you want to be middle of the road, not be too high, not too be low, you know, in your career. But if your average is right there middle of the road, you are going to be close to getting, you know, not being able to requalify each season. So you don't ever want to flirt with that. So his average is just above what that line is. But, boy, it's been a trying year for him. And so going into year three, it would be crippling to have another tough season. You know, he needs a now until he finishes his 5 years on the elite. He would need good work put in, make a few classics in there as well, because until he has a drop year, this 99th or whatever it ends up being after the St. Lawrence hangs with you. It hangs with you for a while. And so until you get 5 years under your belt, your bad year really hangs there. So even guys like Scott Martin earlier in their career, I mean, this is his fourth year, I think. He was, 21, 22, 23, yet fourth year. And his for three previous seasons, Tom, he's been the last man in the Classic or the first man out of the Classic. So 38th to 44th, you know, in points. And now you drop in a 95th, that plummets your average. And so he has some work to do as well. And that's a scary thought because he's such a good angler. But
well, what's interesting about that one is that ironically, he won the first open of the year on his home pond at Okeechobee, which put him in the Classic before the first elite event. He sighed a big sigh of relief and said, "Oh, no, I don't have to fish for points. I'm just going to go out there and fish to see if I can get a blue trophy now." And lo and behold, look where he is. I mean, yeah, I mean, all of a sudden you'd be thinking, well, wait a minute. Yeah, I'm in the Classic, but I need to still kind of think about points. I just can't go for home runs every tournament and then end up in the 90s and be in trouble.
Yeah, you take it for granted. You know, you take it for granted sometimes. I'm not saying he has, but you take it for granted, like, that you can get in a string of bad events. You just think, oh, I got good momentum. It's just going to flow well this year. And a few wrong decisions, these guys won't let you slip and get away with it. And you'll all of a sudden be down the standings. He had that deal where he had a great tournament at the Harris Chain. I think he made the cut, but he ended up, you know, falling below the cut and finishing low in the tournament because he had his day two weight disqualified, fished in an area he wasn't supposed to. And once he was made known of that and he realized that, he reported himself. And so you all of a sudden had a decent event, and then you actually lost 30 or 40 points after the fact. So a couple things that really hurt Scott, but there's some other young anglers. There's former elite winners that from this season that are close. You got to bring it. It is what have you done for me lately. And a couple guys really helped themselves at Champlain and improved their average big time with great finishes. So they jumped above 70th. In the AOI points, and that got them safe. You know, it got them safe, and they don't have to worry about maybe poor seasons in the past. That's what I like about that.
Yeah.
You know, your AOI average it shows who you are as an angler for your career, but you get the opportunity to earn your way on the elites the next season every single year by finishing 70th or better. And so it's a little bit of what have you done for your career and what have you done for me lately mixed together.
Yeah, as long as you don't have that bomb year, you know, that kind of a year. And what a year it has been. Of course, so much has played out throughout this season. It has been great to watch. And of course, we're having a great time watching it unfold right now during this Hummingbird Bassmaster Elite at the St. Lawrence River. And you got extra batteries, right? You're 4 days of this stuff. You'd be crunching numbers every day. I hope you got extra batteries for your calculator.
About 6:30 every night my phone dies from flying during the day. And so I just, you know, sometimes I just let it stay dead for about an hour when I'm back at the house. But we'll be crunching some numbers and looking at all the races. It's going to be tight, and you better bring it. You better bring it if you want to make the Classic. You better bring it if you want to stay on the elites. And I know the Opens anglers, these next three events, are going to have to bring it if they want to make this next jump.
Yeah. It's going to be great stuff. Ronnie Moore has been our guest. Ronnie, we appreciate you so much. Great work, and we're watching all weekend long, man.
See you, Tom.
Thank you. That's Ronnie Moore. Man, he helps us out with those numbers. I don't envy him, that's for sure, but he's got to figure it out. All right, we'll get a break in here. We'll come back and wrap it up. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, that's 800-788-1495.
The final segment of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio is brought to you by Omnia Fishing. With Omnia Pro, you can look at each lake's unique structure and current water and weather conditions to see what kind of approach makes the most sense. Omnia Pro members can see current conditions, including water temp, grass, and other conditions on thousands of lakes throughout the country on the Omnia Fishing mobile app, which is continually being updated to work better and better. Now, how would you like to have the ability to sort your waypoints by lake or date and record additional context, such as current weather, water temp, or clarity? Omnia's new waypoint management tools will allow you to do all of this and more. Bring Omnia Fishing along on your next trip and create new dots with a single tap. We'll even set up a new dot for you based on your current location. Omnia has unlimited private waypoint storage, so you can create as many as you like without having to worry about running out of space. A pro membership is only $49 for the entire year and includes unlimited access to map layers from your phone, plus free shipping on all orders and 10% credit back on purchases. So you get loyalty credits even on sale items. And it gets even better. Go to omniafishing.com/bass to save 20% on a membership today for listening to Bassmaster Radio. So you save $10 on that $49 Omnia Pro membership simply by going to omniafishing.com/bass. Now, next week, we'll have a complete report on everything that took place at the St. Lawrence River, and we'll have our new Angler of the Year, our Rookie of the Year, and, of course, the champion from the event as well, which carries an automatic berth into the Bassmaster Classic. And keep in mind, if that's a double qualifier, that pushes the list down to the top 43 with the last three opens to go, and we'll see exactly what our Classic field starts to look like. Now is your chance to win a Toyota Tacoma TRD off-road double cab in Bassmaster's Hit the Trail promotion. Just go to bassmaster.com/sweepstakes to enter daily through September 19th. Now remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's always just a click away at bassmaster.com/radio, or just visit bassmaster.com and click on the Anglers page, and you'll see Bassmaster Radio listed there. Bassmaster Radio is also available at sportsbyline.com and all major platforms, including Spotify, TuneIn, and more. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.